Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Armed American Radio Studios. Hey, did you listen to the Monster Show last night? I always enjoy jumping on the radio with you. The day after the Monster program was huge yesterday. Man, I got to start with this. Maj Toure. Wow, what a powerful voice. I talked with Maj today. Let me give you a quick rundown here. Maj Toure, of course, is the founder of Black Guns Matter. And I love just the name of the organization itself. I love it. I mean, here's a guy who will tell you he's from the hood, who told you yesterday on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast he's from the hood, who tells the National Rifle Association on CAM and Company and on NRA News and other radio broadcasts and talks with AWR Hawkins, writes about it, and proudly defines himself from the hood. And he's out, he's educated himself on the history of the right to bear arms, and he gets it. He gets it. He's worked with Rick Ector before, you know, Rick Ector from this program. Detroit, CCW, Detroit, inner city. And I waited to have Maj on, but probably longer than I should have, quite frankly, because there's just no more powerful voice out there right now. You know, you've got the Reverend Ken Blanchard, regular guest on this program, now, you know, getting ready to mark his 500 podcast, The Black Man with a Gun. You've got Rick Ector from Detroit CCW, Legally Armed in Detroit, making such a huge difference in that city and turning it around, literally turning it around. Detroit, a shell of its former self. How do I know that? I used to get around. I still do get around. Lived in Ann Arbor when I was a kid. Went to see Kiss at Cobo Hall in Detroit in 1975. Look up that concert. No time to go into that, but it was one of the classic rock and roll concerts of all time. In Detroit at that time was a vibrant, thriving city, albeit a rough one. Detroit's always been a rough town, but it was vibrant. Its economy was thriving. The automobile industry back then was on fire. Detroit was coming off the heels of the late 60s, moving into the dopey disco era that saw the end of, or maybe, you know, the end of the muscle car era, maybe the beginning of the wimpy muscle car era. As we transitioned from the 60s, my first car was a 1969 Firebird. Never forget it. 47,000 miles on it when I got it. Yeah, it was my mom's, believe it or not. 69 Firebird. Fire engine red, black top, the 350. It was a beautiful car. Detroit was putting out just prime stuff and transitioning through the 70s, you know, would give way to the goofy 80s and the crappy Camaros and, you know, the lousy cars. But Detroit was on fire, man. You thought about automobiles. You thought about Detroit. You thought about steel. You thought about Pittsburgh. You thought about mining. You thought about Pennsylvania and West Virginia, Southern Ohio. You thought about the Rust Belt. Those jobs were thriving. Industry was thriving back then. And now you've got Donald Trump telling you what's happened as if you don't already know, but it's surprising because the media doesn't tell you this stuff. You've got to dig into it and find it. But Detroit, just a shell of its former self. Crime is rampant. Democrat, former gun control proponent. Chief of police in Detroit coming out and saying, you know, listen, y'all got to arm yourselves. You have to arm yourselves. You have to be trained. You have to educate yourselves. You have to help me and my men and women on the police force take back your city. And Rick Ector is doing a huge part, playing a huge part in that. Why did the city fall apart the way it did? Because industry left. Detroit's been devastated. Democrat policies have destroyed and wrecked Detroit, as they have virtually every inner city in America. Maj was on yesterday. Maj Toure was on yesterday to talk about that, and he did so unrepentingly in terms that are so refreshing to hear, because the media will never generally give a guy like Maj the time of day. And he stands up and he says, you know what? I'm going to be heard. But he doesn't care about being heard on the news. He cares about being heard in the community that he's working to fix. We briefly talked about Chicago. You know, I had him for 3/4 of an hour yesterday. And we lost him. The call dropped in the final segment of the show. And I was bummed about that because we were really on a roll. I was really looking forward to continuing the conversation into the final segment of the program. Went back to him and the phone was gone. Nobody could get a hold of him later. I tried later. His PR people couldn't get a hold of him either. And Maj finally called me today and apologized. He was having some issues with his phone. And finally got himself back up and online and everything good today. And here's the way that conversation concluded. Can't wait to come back. So sorry we weren't able to continue that conversation, man. This was going a direction that he really wanted to go and one that I really wanted to go. And those of you who heard the program yesterday heard two men talking about rights and freedoms, and the two men who have never spoken to each other before. Of course, I know who Maj is. I've done a lot of research on him. He knows who I am. We've never met over the airwaves. So it was a powerful hour, and I hope you'll go back and give it a listen. It is up on armedamericanradio.com. Get a taste of the conversation and the direction it was moving. And I can promise you this, that after the election, we're going to bring Maj on for, I'm going to say, a minimum of 2 hours. I'm going to bring him on for a full solid hour one and a solid hour two on the Armed American Radio program because his message is that important. It's that important. You know, from a political standpoint, I was talking with you not too long back about how I believe Donald Trump, and not just Trump, well, it is Trump, but let me phrase it this way, because Trump really isn't the reason. He's the conduit. He's the messenger. Let me explain where I'm going with this. The inner cities, and I'll just point to Chicago. We talked specifically about Chicago and Detroit. And I asked Maj last night, is Chicago savable? And he adamant, yes, absolutely it is. He said, I refuse to believe that a city in an American city is irretrievably broken. He refuses to believe that. And he takes the Black Guns Matter tour. He's the founder of Black Guns Matter. He takes the Black Guns Matter tour to the inner city. He will be in Atlanta on November 11th. I'm looking forward to talking with him about that and seeing if we can't put something together. I pledged on my airwaves yesterday to work with him. This is such a vital message. Here's why this is so important. Because we are, I believe the battleship, if you will, is beginning to turn. And I've made the statements on Armed American Radio and here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense that we will begin to see a demographic shift, if you will, from the urban environment. And as he reminded us yesterday, it's not about, you know, the media focuses on the black inner city, the black urban environment. Maj tells us it's not just the blacks that live in the inner cities, but it's whites, it's Latinos, it's various races, including black. And of course, you know from this program that the right to bear arms is a human right. It's all of our right. The Constitution recognizes it, doesn't give it to us. It recognizes it. Because no man can give us what natural law already has. That's the right to self-defense. We can only recognize that right. We can try to take it from people, though. But Maj reminds us that the urban environment, the inner city environment, which has been so long taken by the Democrats. And that's changing. Maj is out to change that. I believe we're going to see that shift. I believe Donald Trump has begun to turn that battleship with his basic comments. What have you got to lose? Where are you today? What have you gotten from them? What have they done for you? The answer to that is simple. Look at Detroit. Look at Chicago. Look at LA. Look at the inner cities. Controlled for decades at every level of government by the gun-hating Democrats. You have some of the worst crime in the nation. And people are beginning to take their cities back. Get your head out of your media, as I often say. While the media tells you one thing, many different things are happening in real life on the street. Maj Toure and Black Guns Matter is out there making a difference. Rick Ector is making a difference. And the right to bear arms is being cherished out on the streets by good, decent, law-abiding people. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense for real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Welcome back to the program. Fresh off the heels of the Monster Cast yesterday. Amazing program. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You go check it out. All 3 hours are posted. I was talking about Maj Toure and the Black Guns Matter movement and what he's doing, the amazing work that he's doing in the inner cities around the country. And I'll leave it with this for you. Understand, you have a responsibility to understand what is happening. And by that, I mean not by believing everything the mainstream media is telling you. But you already know that as an Armed American Radio listener. But it is more important now than it's ever been before because of the corruption in the mainstream press and what they're telling you. And more importantly, what they're not telling you. And Black Guns Matter and Maj and them, Rick Ector and those guys, are making a difference. The truth is getting out. As I mentioned in the final, in the previous segment, and I'll close up with it now. We have much more with Maj coming up in future programs, I can promise you. But that battleship, that aircraft carrier, is beginning to turn today. The message is resonating. Americans, in urban American centers, like Detroit, like Chicago, law-abiding people, are celebrating the right to bear arms, unlike what the media is telling you. That guns are bad. No, criminals are bad. Criminals commit crimes. Law-abiding citizens don't. Now, they want you to believe that if you have a gun, you're eventually going to be a criminal. That's what Hillary Clinton meant. And I won't beat this into the ground. I've talked about it before. I don't have time to go there today. But that's what Hillary Clinton meant during the debate when she said, we have to make sure to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. Not talking about her criminal self. But that's an insinuation that everybody who has a gun is a potential criminal. The left believes that. Of course, we know it to be just the opposite. The numbers don't bear that out. With 300 plus million guns in Americans' hands, this country would be this would be a bloodbath, a literal bloodbath. And it's not. Crime is continuing to drop. And as Maj points out, when you educate and train good people on the right to bear arms, crimes in those inner city drops. That's what he was telling us. We're beginning to see that shift. I believe we'll see the shift from the Democrat control of the urban environment, the inner city, and blacks predominantly, and other minorities, predominantly blacks. We will begin to see that shift. Because I believe that the inner city resident is beginning to scratch their head and say, you know what? Man, they're right. They've done nothing but keep me down. At some point in time, that's going to shift. And I think that is happening now. I think you're going to be surprised come November 9th. All right. I love happy endings. I really, truly do love happy endings. I know you love happy endings, too. I hope you love happy endings. What's he talking about, happy endings? I just love when the right thing happens. Charlotte, North Carolina. Pizza Hut. I used to work at a Pizza Hut when I was a kid. When I was in college, I delivered pizzas. Kind of a freaky job, actually. Having a pocket full of money at 18 years old and driving a pizza out into the middle of nowhere because somebody who's never been vetted ordered it. You don't know where you're going. That was out in Southwest Virginia, out in them mountains, man. You had no idea where you were going to deliver this pizza. I remember getting out in a couple places where I was pretty sure I was being set up. There was nothing but a big, electrical tower out there. There was no residence. This was before GPS, handheld devices, and cell phones. You looked on a map. You stopped and unfolded a map on your steering wheel to make sure you were in the right place. And sure enough, you find out the right place. There's nobody there, and all of a sudden, headlights start coming at you. I didn't get out and go, hi, I'm your friendly neighborhood Pizza Hut delivery boy. Are you the guys that ordered the pizza? No, I bolted. The hell with them. If their pizza was important and they wanted one, they'd have called the shop. And you know what was interesting? Many times they didn't call the shop, which leads me to believe that they didn't want me out there for a pizza. I can't prove any of that, but it sure does make sense. Unlike the pundits today that said, oh, let's give them the benefit. No, I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. More than likely, I was being set up to be robbed. And I was smart enough to say, no, this doesn't smell right. Like you Clinton voters who are sitting there going, man, this just doesn't smell right. It doesn't smell right because it isn't right. Back to that in a minute. But a Pizza Hut employee, three guys come in to rob a Pizza Hut in Charlotte after hours. After hours at a Pizza Hut, it's, you know what, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning? Yeah, 1:38 in the morning. Cops were called. Get in here, we're being robbed. On Freedom Drive, of all places. On Freedom Drive. The call the cops got wasn't just about the robbery. It was about a shooting during the robbery. When the cops got there, someone was killed. There was someone laying there dead on the floor. But before we go getting all sad, I should probably tell you that it was one of the beauty scumbags who went in to rob the Pizza Hut employees that wound up on the wrong side of the muzzle. And to me, that's a beautiful thing. That's a happy ending. And I just love happy endings. In this place, the happy ending happened to Michael Renard Grace, who was found dead with a gunshot wound on the scene. And his two friends, they bolted. They left their friend to die. Because that's what good criminals do. I wonder if they sign a piece of paper amongst themselves. Is there honor among those thieves? Hey, yo, man. If I get whacked, y'all take off. Don't worry about me. I wonder. Do they sign paperwork? Is that how criminals work? I don't know. Clinton signs paperwork. That's how that criminal enterprise works. Then they delete emails. You know, I digress. But the three people entered the restaurant and were in the process of robbing the store when one of the employees fired his own personal handgun at one of the suspects to, quote, Fox 46 Charlotte, the local Fox 46 affiliate in Charlotte. Two other robbery suspects, quoting now, fled the scene on foot and have not yet been apprehended. Yeah, I just love happy endings. Because you see, when you attempt to deprive another human being or human beings of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And this host doesn't care what led you there. And I don't care what happens to you. The tragedy is not that you were killed. The tragedy is that those good, decent people have to spend the rest of their lives remembering the armed robbery that you perpetrated. But fortunately for them, you didn't go home and can't do it to anyone else. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, don't you just love the way the mainstream press... I talked yesterday on the, you know, hurricanes barreling up the coast and, you know, battleground states. Aren't you getting tired of this? Well, that state's a bellwether. Well, that's a battleground. You know, it used to be Ohio. No Republican can win the White House if they didn't take Ohio. Trump's not going to get Ohio. It's over. They were saying that a year ago. Of course, Trump's up by 4 or 5 points in Ohio. Now, all of a sudden, Ohio's not that big of a deal. Yeah, it's North Carolina. Oh, it used to be it's Ohio, then Florida. Trump's up in Florida, too, by the way, and that number's rising. But to the mainstream press, all those two battleground states, as they call them, don't matter anymore. Now it's North Carolina. By the way, Trump is even in North Carolina, and I'm going to predict right now he's going to win North Carolina. Mainstream media in America. So I have to throw this out there. A lot of gun owners are talking about this, and I feel you. How have we gotten to a place in America that a woman with this background, with a FBI investigation over her head that is going to linger for 2 years, that's going to result in all kinds of... This woman's a criminal, and every American knows it. How have we gotten to a place in America where there are Americans even considering pulling the lever for this stench? How does that happen, that this stink, that this corruption, that this rotting corpse of corruption known as the Clintons can even be taken seriously in America today? How did that happen? What does that say about how Americans view not only their country or their government, but their country? That it is okay to pull the lever for people who have made it a point to tell you they're going to destroy a constitutional right and be one of the most corrupt women, persons, organization, enterprise in American history. And it'd be okay to pull the lever. How have we gotten to that point in America where this is even discussable, that we even have to have this conversation? That there's an American with so little integrity that she won't pull herself off the ballot for the better good of the nation. How have we gotten to that point? Oh, yeah, but you support Trump. Trump's never been in government. Trump's a private individual. Trump has never corrupted America. And he's got all of you who are willing to pull the lever for Hillary Clinton, petrified and scared. And I'm loving it. I'm loving watching it. Loving watching it. I can't wait until Tuesday. Cannot wait until Tuesday. And all you early voters, you know, I don't vote early for that. The only time I've ever sent in an absentee ballot was when I was in college because I had to. Couldn't get home to vote in the district in my hometown. But I would never, ever, ever submit early voting. Do you know why? Because the Democrats love early voting. You ever ask yourself why? Well, now you're seeing it. Let's get those votes in before anything else on me comes out. How have we gotten to a point in America where someone so corrupt is even at this stage of the game? And that there are Americans out there who will vote for this. What does that say about their integrity, their character, and their patriotism, for that matter, at this stage of the game? What does that say? Those are legitimate questions. I know what it says to me. I want you to think about what it says to you. I'm going to come after your constitutional rights. I'm going to lie about it. It's going to stink so bad you can smell the rot. But I'm going to continue to lie about it and say I support your right to bear arms. But. And we're going to continue to cover up the corruption, and I'm going to be under FBI criminal investigation. Everything around me stinks. This is going to follow me everywhere I go because I'm a corrupt individual, a pathological liar, and a criminal. And I can do this because I know that half of you don't give a damn. Let me tell you something. America is going to get what she deserves if the wrong thing happens on November 8th. That much I can tell you. But there will be change. America's not going to put up with this for much longer, I don't think. And on November 9th, we're going to know. We're going to know. Boy, are we going to know. Are you still scared of clowns? It's Halloween today. Happy Halloween. Are you fraidy cat of clowns? Clowns bother you? I don't get the whole clown thing, you know. I mean, I don't see what's scary about a clown mask. I don't get it. You ever watch Stephen King's It? I got it for the kids the other day. Yep, I let my kids watch an R-rated movie. One's 12, one's 14 on Wednesday. Oh, have me arrested. Hillary Clinton would probably jump down my case. She represents moms. Disgusting and despicable. But, again, I digress. Back to clowns. I don't see anything scary of him. Pennywise, to me, is just a goofy character dressed like a clown underneath a sewer grate. I don't see anything frightening about that. But there is a great story Honest to goodness, there's a great story about Florida parents, Florida moms, who are going to arm themselves on Halloween. Now, here's my question. I put it up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page, which is getting tons of hits lately, by the way. So please join the other close to 100,000 fans over there, Armed American Radio, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Some Florida parents plan to arm themselves. And I got to the first thought that went through my head was some. Because the headline read, some Florida parents plan to arm themselves while going trick-or-treating over clown concerns. Really? Clown concerns? I mean, what's a clown concern? There's all kinds of frightening costumes on Halloween. How about those? Any concern about those? And I'm not talking about the college campuses, safe spaces where somebody might be offended by somebody dressed up like a cowboy and another one dressed up like an Indian. Bunch of pansies. If you ever wonder why there's any problems and why Democrats are the way they are, that's all you need to know. There are people who actually think, oh gosh, don't dress up like a cowboy. You might offend somebody. So here's my deal with that. Why wouldn't you be armed anyway? I wouldn't go out on Halloween with my kids without a firearm in my pocket. I haven't ever. So I don't understand those who think, well, I'm going to this year. Why didn't you last year? Did the scary costumes last year not? But no, because the media has ginned up all this stuff about creepy clowns in the news, because they pick up a story like that and they run with it. All of a sudden, it's a national issue. Just like the boycott of Yuengling beer, because the fifth generation owner, Dick Yuengling, who I've met, by the way, great people, are saying they support Trump. They get a few dopey messages on their Twitter account. We're going to boycott. All of a sudden, the media makes it sound like Yuengling, since the 1820s, is going to go out of business. Oh my gosh, I'm in so much trouble because they're supporting Trump. This is what the media does. So creepy clowns have Florida parents concerned enough. They should have been concerned enough last year. Why now? I want to talk with you about that when we come back, because I've always said, because I used a firearm to defend my life, I always used to say if a criminal decided to pick on me on any given day, they had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim. Now it's 100%. Back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneof4guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, listen, you have till the end of today, midnight. Now, I'm not sure what time the program runs in various times and markets across the country. But here's what I want to tell you. Before midnight today, please, please, please make sure to head over to Armed American Radio, or excuse me, to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. 10 guns are being given away today. 10, count them, 10 guns are being given away today. And a $15,000 check will be awarded tonight. All you have to do is visit usccaonair.com and activate one of three memberships to the United States Concealed Carry Association. You could win one of 10 guns given away today, $1,159 value, and you could be the grand prize winner, $15,000 check. You can buy the Snap-on tools. You can buy $15,000 worth of whatever it is you want to beef up your own personal arsenal. You can buy $15,000 worth of ammo. You can buy a Rolex watch, whatever you want. You can pay some bills. You can pay off your boat. You can buy a truck. Half a truck. Okay. A third of a truck in today's day and age. My point being, you can do anything you want with that money because it's yours. All you have to do is activate a membership to the USCCAonAir.com, the USCCAonAir.com. The offer expires at midnight. And you know what the guns are? 10 Kimbers. And I was wrong on the MSRP. The MSRP is $1,223. 10 brand-new Kimber Solo CDPs valued at $1,223. Look it up. Kimber Solo CDP. Check out the gun for yourself. You can see the picture of it right at usccaonair.com, or you can head over to Kimber if you want to. Today's your last chance also to secure the grand prize entry. If you win, we will hand you a check with your name on it worth $15,000, and you can, like I said, spend it on anything you want. The ultimate tool set, the home defense arsenal, all the ammo you can dream of, whatever you want, you can have. $15,000 to you. Okay? Midnight tonight is the deadline. No exceptions. Now, there will be a new promotion coming. And the Armed American Radio USCCAOnAir.com website will forward to it tomorrow. But it is nothing like the October gun giveaway. Tens of thousands of dollars of guns given away this month, and 10 guns being given away tonight. Okay? So head over there, please. Now is the time. I told you earlier in the week, if you wanted to wait, because I told you they give away more than one gun a day as we get closer and closer to the end of the month. The USCCA yesterday gave 5 guns away today. And you actually don't get the gun. You get the check for $1,223 to buy the gun. So technically speaking, you can do whatever you want. Some people say, well, how come you don't get the gun? Well, because the gun has to be transferred, so it's easier to just give you the check for the retail amount for the gun so you can go and buy the gun. Okay? Ooh, man, I wish I could win that. I really do. I wish I could enter, but I already have the benefit of the self-defense shield, and I've been a member now for well over a dozen years. In fact, member number 32. So some long history there. All right, clowns, let me go back to this. You know, I have often said that a criminal had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim if they selected me on any given day as their victim. Why? Because I hadn't yet made a decision to carry my firearm everywhere I went. There are some reasons for that. I didn't have as many firearms then as I do now. It's easier for me to carry guns today than it was then. Advancements in holsters make a huge difference. Advancements in the technology for gun belts make it more comfortable to carry the gun. New guns, the Glock 43, for example, didn't exist. You carried a revolver. Revolvers are very easy, but they're only 5 shots. So I carried a bigger gun, and I didn't like carrying the bigger gun all the time. I mean, folks in Florida. It's hot to cart around. It's hard to cart around a 17-round plus one in the pipe if you got an extra one in there. Glock 17 or Glock 21 or 22 or whatever it was. So you found yourself carrying a Glock 27, which is a lot bulkier than the Glock 43. So you see what I'm talking about. If you wanted more than those 5 rounds. And Florida, you can't open carry. In fact, back then, they didn't have open carry light. If your gun printed at all, you could be arrested. So looking back on it in hindsight, which is always high-definition vision, it was a challenge to carry a gun every day. I had not yet made the decision, and I didn't have the arsenal at the time. Well, I do now. And I've always got something on me, be it a .22 North American Arms Mini. I love those guns, by the way. That gun is always on me. If you can see the gun I'm carrying openly, you can bet your bottom dollar that I also have the North American Arms Mini on me somewhere that you're unaware of. Sometimes I carry it openly on my belt right next to my other holster. It's a great-looking rig. Sometimes I have a Glock 43. Sometimes I have a Smith & Wesson 686 Plus. Sometimes I have the Centennial 340 Crimson Trace M&P. 5-shot 357/38. I'll usually put 38 rounds in it. That gun with 357s is brutal. Brutal to shoot. Difficult to get through all 5 rounds on the range. Now, in a life and death situation, you probably wouldn't feel it, nor would you hear it, but that isn't the point. It's harder to control, so I usually carry it with the 38s. Lots of different choices. So when I saw the piece about some parents are making a decision to carry a gun with them because of the creepy clowns, I got to thinking, isn't there a creepy clown every day? Right? Isn't there a... There's a creepy clown somewhere. Of course, using creepy clown metaphorically for any frightening thing that scares you. Goblins didn't scare you last year on Halloween? Only creepy clowns? You should be carrying your firearm with you everywhere you go. There's a creepy clown of some form around the corner that will strike whenever they decide. You don't get to make that call. They do. But there is a great quote from the woman, and I should probably find that and read you that quote. That's what I should probably do. Let me see if I can find it, because it's really great. They interviewed a woman who, and while it was wonderful to see that she's taking this serious, I had to question why. Well, here we go. Let's quote this here. Some Florida residents. Here we go. Let's see what this woman said. Kimberly Kersey. Said, I'll be carrying for sure. I'm not leaving
I'm not leaving to chance. I'm terrified of clowns already, and if one messes with me or my kids, it'll be to the hospital or morgue they go. Okay, I love that sentiment. Why weren't you thinking about that on October 30th? Why just on Halloween? Don't you feel that way about someone who might accost you in the Walmart parking lot? Ah, you see, this leads me to believe that maybe Kimberly Kersey, maybe Kimberly lives in a gated community where those things don't happen. Those things only happen on the other side of the tracks where creepy clowns reside. I'd be willing to bet you Kimberly Kersey hasn't seen a creepy clown. She's heard about him. She's read about him. She's seen him on the news. And in case one jumps out this year, she's going to be ready. Why isn't she ready yesterday? And will she put that gun away on November 1st? Why would she do that? Why would she do that? Why would you do that? Why does it take something like that to wake us up? Why didn't we feel the same way yesterday? I guess the guys robbing the Pizza Hut didn't exist. Or maybe because they're not clowns and you're only afraid of clowns? Are you following me here? What I am telling you is evil exists in whatever form it chooses to take. Maybe it elects to rob the Pizza Hut. Maybe it elects to rape you in a parking lot. Maybe it elects to kidnap your child. Maybe it's a creepy clown. You should be prepared every day of the week. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Remember, never, ever, ever, ever find yourself in a gun-free zone. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy Halloween, by the way.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.